Hello, Richard.
Hello. It
Maybe.
worked.
Now we have to wait for everybody else. Oh, there's Margie. How long it takes them to dial
They need to learn.
phone. Brian says, can you text me the people on the meeting? She said, wait, don't you have the computer screen? It shows everybody. No, we dial on the phone.
No, he doesn't do the. I don't know why he doesn't. You probably even have a camera in there.
Nope, no camera, but there. Yeah, it's all right. I have one. I just prefer not to be on.
Oh, come on.
Only for a second.
Oh, look, there she
There.
is.
Hi.
And she's gone.
Yep.
That's all.
Sitting awful close to my computer, so my head was giant, and I didn't want to scare you guys and take up the whole screen with my giant head. Can you hear us, boss?
I think he's on mute.
Press star six. Got you now. I'm
Hello.
there you are.
Hello.
Star six.
Woo! You better
We're
wait
listening.
2 minutes. You
Meeting
better
started.
wait 2 minutes though,
Okay.
because Ken's not here.
Don't start the meeting yet.
It's 6:58. I will start it at 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you mad, Terry?
I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving if I forget to say that at the end of the meeting.
Thank
I'll
you.
talk to you. Yeah, I
Mm-hmm.
get it. I'll talk to you about it.
We could sell a Daggett thing and put it in.
I think I can smell John's mac and cheese from here.
It is so good smoked, man.
I bet. Mac and cheese is
Roll
one
me out,
of
roll me
my
out of
favorite
here.
things. Yeah. Mac and cheese is one of my favorite things. And then I do like stuff that's smoked, so I can't imagine. Probably a mess.
It's gone.
I bet it is. I might have to order some from you, John.
All right.
I got 7 o'clock.
Oh.
All right, it's 7 o'clock. I'm gonna call the North Bonneville City Council meeting to order for November 24th, 2020, and I'll ask D to call the roll, please.
Councilor Acton.
Here.
Councilor Randall.
Here.
Councilor Norris.
Here.
Councilor Lee.
Here.
Councilor Hall.
Here.
Excellent. I'm going to run down to move down to agenda changes and additions. Anybody have any?
I got possibly two Reservoir Road. Talk about that. Did you want to bring that up this meeting?
Yes.
And PDA information there.
Okay, so we'll put that under. Okay, so let me do this. We have resolution 542, which is the resolution that Ken was talking about. It's number 542, and it asks that that be put under the ordinance 1130. Okay.
You don't want to do those together with ad valorem?
Well, you really got to do them separate because they're two separate things. We could, though. We could do the and then do it. But okay.
Okay.
Let's do that. Very good. Very good suggestion. All right, 542. Okay, and then Terry wants the resolution or wants to talk about the Reservoir Road, and then you want to talk about the PDA? I don't
yeah.
have much about it.
Whatever it is.
Okay. All right, we got that on, and that'll be on. And then Dee, you had one?
Yep, I need to add a one-time water credit for a leak that was repaired.
Water credit for a leak, and this is for Ronnie Trulove. Okay, we'll add that. That'll be the last one, okay? Fair enough. Everybody agreed to that?
We have an amount for that.
Yeah, that'll be $144.28.
I remember to do that this time.
That's
before the
144.28.
And what was the name of the gentleman again?
Ronnie Trulove. Anything else? Any other questions, comments, or otherwise? Moving forward. All right. So tonight we have two public hearings. The first public hearing will be setting the ad valorem tax for 2021. And I'm going to open this meeting to the public.
At 7:02.
Hmm?
At 7:02, just adding.
Yes, thank you. Any no questions, comments, or otherwise? All right. Then we'll close this meeting at 7:03. And at 7:03, we'll open up the 2021 North Bonneville budget, final budget hearing. And that's now open to the public. Okay, hearing no comments. 7:04, we close the public hearings. Thank you, folks. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Approval of the November 10th meeting minutes and approval of the November second half vouchers in the sum of $8,471.78.
I make a motion to approve November 10th meeting minutes and the approval of the November second half vouchers for the sum of $8,471.78.
Excellent. Thank you, Travis. Take a second.
I'll second.
All right, John, thank you. Any comments or questions or otherwise? Hearing none. Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
And Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. We have a phone ringing, but we will keep going. We have no guest presentations. Okay, we'll open up to public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll move down to council member comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming and attending these meetings via Zoom or whatever. I was really looking forward to the end of the year, getting back to normalcy. Looks like it's not. To be continued, I guess. And a little update. A few things as far as like the nuisance animals. Four bear have been gotten out from behind Bonneville area and two cougar. So, and one over above Skamania off of Duncan Creek Road. So there's a lot less predators, should be a lot less community complaints about vagrant animals tearing into trash cans and trying to eat the people's pets. So just thought I'd give you an update on how that kind of went for this summer or this season. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good input. Thank you.
Dee? Yeah.
Okay, can you help Ken out to send him the link to the meeting, the regular meeting?
Yes.
It's on okay. The website.
It is on the website. I can send it.
All right. Yeah. He's coming. He's having a problem.
Opening.
It's your problem, Brian. You did it.
I know. Dang it. I don't know how I did that. I just want to see if everybody's awake.
Dana is the most awake. She pointed it out first.
I know she did. She tried, and I still didn't get it right. She let me know about it early. All right. I'm dyslexic, folks. So I apologize. Okay. Thank you for that comment, Travis. And so I think I'll make a comment while Dee's trying to get our attorney on. The first thing I want to tell you is we got the TIB grant for the surface resurfacing the roads. We were notified, so that's a nice deal. So next year, we will get a little extra money to do some resurfacing. So that was...
How much is that? It's 73.
Yeah, 73 grand.
We got a match of...
Five,
is it? Because the total is 77 and change.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'd already approved us to...
Yep.
So we got that money ready to go next year when it comes, so... And then we'll work on trying to get a grant to do that other part of the road as it passes the hot springs. I'm going to work with the county on that.
So I got a question, not more of a question, not a comment, since we're in this area. For construction, what is the time for people to start working in residential? And
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 7 o'clock. And then they can, and then they have to be quiet. They have to be quiet by 10 o'clock in the evening time. But
I'm just wondering. Yeah. Just wondering.
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick is we have a gentleman that is over here, and he's doing a bed and breakfast, or the Airbnb, yeah. And he's doing pretty good. And what he wanted, he bought an electric train. It's one of those ones you see that go real slow around the malls and has a couple cars on it. And he would like to be able to, it's a lot slower than a golf cart, but he would like to be able to use it to, when he has guests at the place, maybe truck kids around out to the thing and stuff with that little train.
I'd say sure, yeah. As long as they stop charging their Tesla in the park.
Yeah, that's the same guy. He's charging the Tesla in his back door, but he's putting in charging stations on his own dime. He's going to have them installed so that they can be charged from the parking lot, and he's going to put them on his property there. So for the temporary thing, we're allowing them, because the only way he can charge his car is that through his dryer, where his dryer plug is right over here. So temporarily, and he's working on it. I talked to him yesterday about it. So he's working on putting up charging stations, two of them. Because he used to work for Tesla. And so he has friends that aren't in Tesla that will be coming up here and staying. So he wants to make sure charging stations. So that's going to be a benefit to the city, too. And he's going to pay for it and the cost of things. But anyways, this little train thing, he said it goes about 3 miles an hour. But he wants to be able to take kids or something and kind of truck them around. And I told him that as long as he's insured, like he's got his own insurance, and as long as the thing is no faster than a golf cart, we allow lawnmowers, riding lawnmowers, we allow a golf cart. I don't see why a little train like that would be a problem.
He's going to set up tracks. Over.
There's no tracks. It's got wheels.
You got rubber wheels.
It's just like a little cart.
Is it on his property? Is it?
What?
I said we'll probably have to amend about just our pathway usage if he's going to go in the park because it's motorized.
Right. Because it is, yeah, it's electric. It's an electric motorized little thing.
Well, didn't we already approve the bicycle, the electric?
We approved electric bicycles.
So doesn't that fall underneath that category since it is an electric?
Well, not really, because it's not specified. So we have golf carts, lawnmowers, and electric bikes specified. So it's something that we think about. We can look at it further, but he just wants to be able to run kids over to the thing or run kids around this area, whatever. And so, yeah, and I said, I thought it was a kind of a cool idea because they are no faster than a golf cart. They're actually slower. He bought it from a mall. You can walk faster and they move, but so I'll get more specifics on it. I'll let you know.
Okay.
So those two, and that's the end of my report. So I'm going to turn it over to the Chief Administrative Officer.
Well, we closed the position announcement and have interviewed 5 people, 2 of which were selected to move on to the second interview process, which will be held on Monday with myself and Councillor Acton and Mr. Sabo.
Okay. Interview for what?
DM's position.
Oh, no.
We have decided to put it on a temporary hold, so I will stay longer than first thought because of all the new COVID shutdowns and changes. So I will stick around for a while here, and I'm not in a hurry, and I'm definitely going to stick around for training when we do bring somebody on. That way they don't step in like we did without any training or just a bunch of grinders that are messy to try to follow. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Excellent. Anything else?
Nope, just working on end of year stuff. We've pretty much wrapped up our IT upgrades. Now it's kind of just purging files and cleaning up. So, yeah, we're just getting things straightened up in there, ready for the new year.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that report.
You're welcome.
City Attorney, Mr. City Attorney?
I don't really have anything. Are we still planning to have an executive session during this meeting?
No, sir. We're not going to this time. Okay. No.
All right. No, I don't have anything unless anybody has any questions.
Any questions for our attorney? Nothing? I guess not, Ken.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So I'll move on then. And then I'm going to go to unfinished business. And we always have the COVID-19 update by Councillor Acton.
All right. So 2 weeks ago when we met, we had about 88 active or cases, not all active, obviously. We've had a big spike. We're up to 98 this week. So we've had an increase of 10. We've had 85 recovered, one death still, same death. So it looks like we have about 11 or so active cases right now in Skamania County. So that's the most it's been, I think, since this thing started. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get that down again.
Okay. Thank you for that report, sir. Mm-hmm. Now we'll move on to new business. And we'll move on to Ordinance 1129, setting of the 2021 ad valorem tax.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1129, the 2021 ad valorem tax.
A second.
John, thank you. Any questions? No questions?
New tax, same as the old tax.
Happens every year, unfortunately. Yep. But let's just clarify for anybody that doesn't know, what is the percentage increase? It's 0.0.
It's 1% for us. We get, overall, we get about it's on there. We get 200 some thousand dollars worth of taxes, and that adds 1% or 2,100 and whatever it is, which is divided among
2,310.14.
Okay, 2,310.14, which is divided among the property owners based on averages on how much your property is worth. So the higher properties will pay a little more. I think it averages out to like a buck and a half or $2 of a property owner a year. It's a tax that goes into, if we don't take, it's the only tax that this little city can pass on our residents. If we don't take it and we just say we don't want, it's still going to go through because the county will take it and then they get the money.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Dee, would you call a vote, please?
Sure. Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. And like Ken said, we would have a resolution, which I put together. It's resolution number 542. It's here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Make a motion to approve resolution 542, the 2021 ad valorem tax.
Second it.
Thank you. Any questions on that one?
Who was that second?
That would be Terry.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Yes, Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yes.
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
And Councillor Hall.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on, Ordinance 1130, adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2021.
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 1130, adopting the annual budget for the fiscal year of 2021.
Second, Terry.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any questions? Anybody have any questions?
Okay. It covered all mine during the workshop. Yeah. So.
Thank you. Yep. Hearing no questions, Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We'll move down to the Reservoir Road. Terry wanted to talk about that. This is a discussion.
Were you going to leave what you talked about today for later?
Yeah, we'll leave.
Oh, I was just saying, those pictures that we got last council didn't show what I had envisioned of a bad road, except for water running down it. And, it looked, smooth and stuff. But like you explained, that was at the top and not the bottom, which really represents.
I think what happened was when he took those pictures, the engineer took those pictures, he really wanted to show, I think he has under the impression that we all knew, which we didn't. I mean, we all haven't been up there. But he wanted to show, it would happen to be a real rainy day, and he wanted to show how the water was coming down. But if you get to the lower part of the road, where the water crosses over, it's eating right through the road, and it's washing that out.
Yeah, there's even irrigation pipes that are supposed to plummet underneath the road that are fully exposed now. And they weren't fully exposed beginning of this year or beginning of this hunting season, mm-hmm. Prior to hunt season. And then they became fully exposed. You can see a piece of it and then the tip. Now it's just fully exposed across.
Well, will rock covering that road with rock, there's going to have to be some type of slope or drainage to make that so it doesn't wash the road like it's been.
Yeah, and that's the plan that Ted has. He's gonna do a better drainage for that road, and he's gonna slope that road a little bit more so that the water runs off instead of runs down it.
Just also doing a ditch right there along where the hillside where all that water runoff comes and goes across the road. Just retrenching that like it used to be, because while that drainage is exposed on the hillside, there's no ditch there. It's just packed in with mud and dirt and rocks that have rolled down the hill.
Yep.
But you cut back into that and create a nice swath up for a ditch, on the side of the road. That's going to take care of most of your problem. And then you just repair the road. And you already got that one drainage pipe there that takes up most of that runoff. And you just keep that in place. Maybe make it a little bit bigger in diameter and bury it a little bit more. I think you'd be set, because then from that drainage ditch down, with the ditch going along the rest of the way, it opens up down there in the bottom of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
open up. So that's only maybe, 100 feet more of ditch from that one pipe down, and then it just opens up.
And that was what Ted said. The contractor said he had to slope it and have drainage before, build in drainage before he would even warrant it. So he's going to do that.
Yeah.
So that rolling out.
And then you can slope it away from the hillside or back into the ditch, whichever one. As long as you're not overloading the water from the road back into the ditch with the water.
He's pretty, because his shop isn't too far from that, so he knows how bad that road and the water comes down, so he's got a pretty good plan. He and Brian, with an engineer, devised a plan, so.
And he knows what he's doing. He's built a few roads.
Yeah. Any other questions on that? Thank you, Terry, for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. The last was the PDA. You said something about the PDA?
Yeah, I wanted to, I heard somebody say it in the workshop that they got an offer or something.
Well, they got a letter of intent. It's going to go in front of them tomorrow. Giving you a little heads up, but they have. I was told that they're looking at a letter of intent, a possibility. So things are moving forward.
Okay.
We'll know more as soon as they see that and they get that. But I was told today that they have a letter there. Somebody's going to present a letter of intent. So that's always good.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on that? None. All right. Closing public comments?
Oh, we got to do a water credit.
Oh, I'm sorry, water credit. Excuse me, back up. Stop that. Water credit, thank you, John. So we have a request for one-time reduction for the amount of $144.28 for Ronnie True Love. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the one-time water credit for the sum of $144.28 to Ronnie True Love.
Thank you for that. Second? Margie, second? Anybody second?
Come on, Margie.
No, John got it.
I was on mute.
Margie.
Okay. Any comments or questions? This gentleman had a thing. He had Chinook Plumbing come and fix it. It cost him $333 to fix his leak. So, he's got it all fixed. And like our ordinance says, or our municipal code, they have to do that. So, any questions on that?
No. Where was the leak?
It was underneath his house.
Underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not a good place.
No. No, it wasn't.
How do you know it was leaking? You can hear it.
Yeah, I think eventually heard it. But,
maybe I'll have to have it come over to my house and see if there's any kind of... I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's there between a drip and a leak. You can hear the leak.
Yeah. Any other comments on it? Shall we vote to...
Yes.
All right. Deacon, would you call the vote, please?
Yes. Councilor Acton.
Yes.
Councilor Randolph.
Yes.
Councilor Noyes.
Yes.
Councilor Lee.
Yes.
Councilor Hall.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. That's tough times right now for some people, but thank you. Okay, moving on, closing public comments.
I see nobody doing anything on the screen here.
Well, we love everybody out there, so thank you for being here. Closing council comments.
I have a comment.
Okay.
It's Richard, and read recently an article talking about the city council in Stevenson wanting to defund the sheriff's department. I don't know if that's because they didn't like his comments about enforcing Thanksgiving, activities. So there might be people or a greater number or from different locations. But if they have the ability to do that, does that affect us in terms of our relationship?
Well, here's the deal. I got a call today from one of the counselors asking questions about our contract and our thing with the sheriff's department. And I told this counselor that we're very happy with the sheriff's department because we don't have the luxury of having the sheriff's office in our town. And they are providing us the service that we need. They're talking about defunding them. That's what she's saying. In the county, they provide service, so they're saying that why should we pay if they already provide a service here for everybody in the county? And so, that might be going that way for them. The way it'll affect us is if they pull from that contract, they'll probably lose a deputy. I'll probably have to let a deputy go.
Or just don't worry about any law enforcement, Stevenson, and let them fend for themselves, and they can take care of the rest of the county.
Yeah.
Amen. How do their constituents feel about that?
Well, I asked them that because I talk to our constituents, and for the most part, the majority of the people that I've talked to are...
We have great sheriffs. They're personable.
Yeah.
They're respectable.
Yeah.
They have no problems in talking to you at any given time.
Well, there's a problem with in town. There was a couple of issues that happened with the sheriff's department that some of the city council members don't agree with the way they dealt with it. But I told them that we were really pleased. We had a couple incidents. We had an incident where there was a young man standing out in front. He wasn't from here. but he obviously had some kind of issue. And we kept our eye on him, and he let him be, but he's out on the front there in the entrance, just hooting and hollering, all kinds of things. But he ended up starting walking out in front of the road, trying to stop cars, which is, that was getting frightening because he's going to get hurt. So the fire chief and another went and told him that he's going to get hurt. Now you're going to get hurt or somebody else. And he didn't want to listen to that. So we called the sheriff's department. They handled it very well. By the time they got here, he was pretty much ready to go, but I thought they handled it well, and he moved along his way. But I haven't seen any issues that they've seen over in Stevenson. So, you know, I'm totally pleased with what our sheriff's doing. The other good thing we have is we have a sheriff's deputy that lives here right in town, and everybody knows her, and she has no problem with people going to her and when they have issues. I mean, she's like our.
I called her a couple times. Even on their days off.
She was running, and I had an issue in the park with some dog issue, and she came right over, and there was no issue. So my point is, we get, as far as I'm concerned, we get fairly really good service. So I'm happy.
I wish we had the budget to back them.
Yeah. So that's kind of where that's at, Richard. If they do pull the funding, it's going to affect the whole county because they're going to have to cut back on resources. But you know, I'm not for it, but that's their choice. Hopefully that answers your question.
Huh? I'm not for it neither.
Okay.
And that's a good point. Thank you, Richard. Any other comments?
No.
No comments? Well, listen, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. I'll just say this. Enjoy your families. Really do enjoy your families and because they're important. You know, this year we have two empty seats at the table, and it's tough. So enjoy your families because that's really all we really got. So have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see everybody in a couple weeks.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, Deanna.
Bye.
Bye, Deanna. Bye, Richard.